And welcome back, everybody, here to Fox Sports On The Road, a holiday edition. I'm your host, Michael Cohen. We now head back to Rutgers, and this just shortly after Rutgers' men's basketball team defeated Wake Forest on Saturday, last Saturday anyway, by a score of 75-56. We sat down with Paul Mulcahy, who is a senior at Rutgers, and he was speaking to us about his own foundation that he started just a couple of years ago, the Grateful Four Foundation, which he began at the start of the pandemic. And again, its aim is to spread the idea of gratitude and inspire a chain of selfless acts. And that foundation is going to get bigger and is going to be busy during this holiday season. Let's sit down with Paul for a few minutes. I know it started a couple of years ago in the height of the pandemic. If you could just talk more about what did you see during the pandemic? Maybe it was something on the news. What really got you motivated to say, you know what, I really got to do this?
That was a crazy time. What really inspired it, I think, was there was a lot going on in the world, COVID and different things within the country and the world that were like really pulling people apart, and people were isolated and people were as far apart from each other as they could be physically and mentally, I felt. And one thing that has played a huge role in my life is the emotion of gratitude, and something about that emotion is like it doesn't discriminate to anybody from any background, any walk of life. Like everybody could feel some sort of gratitude, and having something that everyone could be a part of was rare at that time, and it's still rare today. So I knew that was a super powerful emotion that everyone could feel, and I know how it's really changed my perspective and outlook on things, and I wanted to share that with people.
It started off with videos, but what else can people do as far as the charity is concerned? How has that grown over the last year?
Yeah, I mean, it's grown a ton in the last couple months. We're revamping it this January 1st because now we're able to actually raise money and things like that. We've been able to raise money for other charities, which we've donated to Jimmy V, the hospital down here, with the money that I've come across. We bought like hundreds of toys last year. We're gonna do the same thing this year. But on January 1st, we're gonna have our website where you could donate. It'll show you where your money goes. And this summer, this May, I'm actually working with my high school. It's a 2-week unit. And we're gonna bring a lot of people together from different walks of lives and help people. So,
I believe that there is also something you're going to be doing for the holidays. You mentioned something about toys. What else are you doing for the holidays?
For the holidays, yeah, we're just gonna help a ton of families financially and try to give them a good Christmas, especially in the Hudson County area. So,
because you're from Hudson County, obviously Bayonne, so obviously that's going to be very close to your heart, right?
Yeah, and it's a melting pot of people from all different. Financial situations and from backgrounds, and I'm grateful to be from there. So
everybody talks about using their platform, and you have this platform with Rutgers. How has the university athletic department really helped, and also what other companies are jumping in?
Rutgers has been awesome. They've connected me with a bunch of different people that have helped me. I got a guy from Rutgers helping me with the 501c3 right now. They got it legitimized by the state, which was awesome because at first it was kind of just like a social media movement, and then now it's ready to go, which I'm excited about the revamp. And the people around here have been awesome, and I want to give back to this community, and I don't want my name to be on anything. I just want it to be the Grateful Four Foundation. So
a couple more questions. As you move forward, what is your goal for the foundation moving forward?
Yeah, I want it to be a national and global thing at some point. Right now, my focus is on God and basketball and school. When I'm out of here, I think it's going to help a lot of people, especially in the state. So.
Absolutely, and it could become a national thing, too. You never know.
And that's the plan, yeah, yeah.
Just your thoughts about so far this season. Obviously, tonight you guys were on fire, really, from start to finish. Do you feel like a game like this could really start to propel you guys moving forward?
Yeah, I think we played Rutgers basketball. Like, this is who we've been. since everybody got here and practiced, I think we stuck to our cores on both ends, and it was good to see the outcome.
Where can people find out more information? You said you're revamping the website. Where can they find more information about, you know, getting involved with holidays?
Yeah, it'll all be online under the Grateful Four Foundation, our Instagram, and our website's coming up. So,
thanks a lot, Paul.
I appreciate you.
And again, I want to thank Paul Mulcahy as well as Adam Korsick for spending some time with us here on this Saturday morning. We want to wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season, and we will talk to you next time on Fox Sports on the Road.